America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I think that, at least to a certain degree, what we're seeing come through on the text line and the tweets and just the kind of the engagement that we're getting is, yeah, a lot of you are taking today as an indicator that the Niners are not very confident in their team. And I don't see it that way at all. I really think that the Niners all year long will be licking their wounds because of what happened against the Rams and the Cardinals. Like, you don't shake that stuff. There is going to be a penalty for that. Hopefully the penalty will not be that you missed the playoffs, but it may well be seeding in the playoffs for sure. You know, you may end up being the 3 seed or the 4 seed or worse or no seed because of those losses. So I do think there will be a penalty, but to sort of translate that to thinking that the 49ers don't think that they have what it takes, how on earth, you know, the idea that this team would be like, well, let's start jockeying for next year. Next year, I thought we were all under the premise that a bunch of the players that they have right now aren't even going to be on the team next year.
It's Super Bowl or bust. I'm not getting off that. I don't believe that you get off that after 8 games at 4-4 in a division where 9-8 might get it done. 10-7 will get it done. I mean, can you go 6-3? Can you beat your 3 divisional opponents? Yeah, you should be 3-0 in the division right now, but you're not. So can you beat Arizona at home? Yeah. Can you beat the Rams at home? Sure. Can you beat the Seattle Seahawks when they're off a bye week? Yeah, that's going to be tougher, I think, than it was the first time. But yeah, you can win all 3 of those, and then you take your other 6 games and you go 3-3. Boom, 10-7, you win the division.
I mean, isn't there any room for the people they have playing better? That's kind of my question. Like, that's the other part of this conversation I'm off of. Christian McCaffrey is a big deal. It would be ridiculous to think otherwise. And I think that in terms of play calling and emotions, obviously McCaffrey is going to bring a massive jolt to everything. Any stadium in which he plays, the huddle, the play calling, everything, the sideline, yep. Massive jolt. But the idea that he is the key, and if he is himself, then the Niners are amazeballs again. And if he's not, then they're dust. I don't see it that way, because even if Christian is exactly what he was last year, whatever y'all have been watching on the defensive side of the ball stays exactly the same. And I would argue it needs to be better. But don't we leave any room for a brand new defensive coordinator, maybe finding some things a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Do we leave room for Devondre Campbell, who had his best game in his last game? Do we leave room for him being a little bit better? Do we leave room for Dre Greenlaw getting back into the lineup? Do we leave room for these defensive linemen who, outside of Nick Bosa, are largely playing together for the first time, getting in concert a little bit more together? Like, That's what I think the Niners need. They're going to need their guys they have to be better in the second half of the year.
Without a doubt. And that's why I think that this Tampa Bay game, while not a must win, feels like maybe the biggest game of the year that we've had so far, because you're 4-4 and Tampa, you look at last night's game against Kansas City, and Tampa Bay is down their first, second, and third wide receiver. All three of their top three wide receivers were out, and yet they hung with Kansas City. And if their head coach had, I don't know, cojones and went for two and tried to snuff out Patrick Mahomes, maybe they beat Kansas City and give them their first loss. So Tampa Bay is not going to be an easy game, I don't think, even though Tampa will be on a short week and they still won't have three wide receivers. Tampa Bay, even without all that, they hung with Kansas City, and they were every bit as good as Kansas City up until the end.
They're a solid football team. It's a road game. Like, the way the Niners have played, I don't assume anything's going to be easy. I believe they should win.
They should.
Their situation is better, and their roster is better. And if they play as well as they're capable of playing, they will win the football game.
Yes.
But they haven't been doing that all the time.
And
this
you look
year.
At last night, and Tampa Bay was 9.5-point underdog, and they had a chance
took it to overtime.
They had a chance to win the game, but the head coach chose not to go for two. And this is one where you can look at analytics all you want, but I look at across the field. And if I'm Todd Bowles and I look across the field and I see number 15 licking his chops and getting ready to get the ball back, and he'd get the ball back anyway,
right?
But he would have gotten the ball back with a 1-point deficit if you scored and got the two.
And I think, how many seconds were on the clock? Like 27?
About 30.
I think I'm with you. Plus,
and he called timeout when he shouldn't have.
Yes, he did, because that left all the time on the clock.
Right. Yeah. That whole thing, when you're going up against Mahomes, you have to do everything you can to not give him a chance.
I sometimes simplify it, right? There's the old adage that if you're in that situation and you are on the road, and especially as the underdog, and I know that teams don't think that way, like, oh, we're the underdog, but yeah, a little bit. Like, you're going up against the Chiefs. They have not lost a game since
Christmas. Yep.
And they have only lost in the playoffs in the Super Bowl one time in the last 4 years. So there's that. When all of those things are sitting there and you're on the road, yeah, dude, try to steal one. Liken it to an NBA game. Like, so tomorrow night, if the Golden State Warriors get the ball and there's 10 seconds to go and they're down by two,
yep,
what kind of a shot would you like them shooting?
The chef.
I want a three.
Yep.
Want to tie the game? Send it to overtime, maybe?
That'd be nice.
Shoot a three ball.
Yep.
Shoot a three ball and do it at the buzzer and then run for the locker room and hope that it went in. John Lynch today on the TK show, our buddy Tim Kawakami, was talking about the idea of a trade and a trade of some magnitude and whether or not that is needed to kind of ignite the locker room. Take a listen.
I think that that's not the reason you make moves. Sometimes that's a byproduct of making moves. It excites the clubhouse. But I do believe that our team, our locker room, our leadership believes we've got everything we need. And they think a lot like me when we start getting the Christian McCaffrey. He's a game changer. Dre Greenlaw, he's a game changer. Hufanga, when we can start getting these guys back, I think there's a lot right there. I do watch other sports, though. You think like the Dodgers, who just won it all, like Tommy Edman, that was a really good move under the radar. And sometimes those under the radar, I mean, we've made really good moves, big splash moves like McCaffrey, Trent Williams in an offseason that not at the deadline. But then sometimes you think some of the better moves we've made is a guy like Charles Omenihu, who we got some value at for the year we traded for him, but then his deal went on to the next year, and Charles played some good football, turned into a comp pick for us. So there's a lot of different variables you look at. You always want to try to make your team better. There's things that have to fit, and, you know, we have to be mindful that there's some tough cap realities coming in the future, and so that plays a part in this as well.
This is a great soundbite. Because John Lynch sat there whenever they recorded this, likely within the last 48 hours or so.
Yep.
He told you exactly what they were going to do.
Right. He's trying to get Tommy Edman, NLCS MVP.
Or Charles Omenihu, who was really good And if memory serves, from the exact same team, right? Amenu, who came from Houston.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So they made the similar phone call out to Houston, where there's D'Amico Ryans and there's a lot of overlap from the 49ers organization. They all know one another well. And they went out and got another defensive lineman from Houston. And he's literally telling you why. He's telling you why it's not a bigger swing. And you can be frustrated by it. I hoped for something that had a little bit more pizzazz too. But I also accept his answer, which is A, if you're looking to add pizzazz to the locker room, we did, and we will. Their names are Christian McCaffrey and Dre Greenlaw. And when he mentions that cap reality thing at the end, he's specifically talking about Brock Purdy, and he's not wrong. In other words, we're not taking on any big contracts, number one. And number two, we're not willy-nilly with our draft picks. We're not sending them out because what we're going to need big time in the next 3 years of Niner football to still be good is cheap labor. And that's found in the draft.
No doubt. And they did that this year. And I do think that they've found a lot of cheap labor, and they also have undrafted players who are helping them out. And I look at what they actually did bring in, and I don't know if he's going to be a Tommy Edman. You brought in Khalil Davis, according to Pro Football Focus, this year on defense, he is a 53.5, which is slightly above Devondre Campbell and what he's been defensively. So you're basically getting the defensive line version of Devondre Campbell. He's 84th out of 124 among interior defensive linemen, a guy who only played 172 snaps, which is about a third. And when he played, he wasn't very good. So that's who you brought in. According to Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, depth.
Right.
Depth.
You brought in Devondre Campbell of the D-line.
Well, it's a different position. I don't know
it
if
is,
you can.
But
yeah, that's. I don't know if it's that
easy. Based on this one metric, he rates very similar to Devondre Campbell, almost identical in what his impact has been in, granted, a third of the snaps of Devondre Campbell, where Campbell's played more snaps than almost anybody on your defense.
What if I asked it to you this way? Who'd you want him to replace? Because that's largely what's happening. If you take big swings at the trade deadline, Washington just got Marshawn Lattimore. Now, there's a corner in Washington. I don't know the Washington corners, but someone's getting replaced. Someone's taking a seat. DeAndre Hopkins goes to the Kansas City Chiefs. Somebody sat down. Juju Smith-Schuster got hurt, and I don't know if he's getting back in the lineup now. So I guess maybe that's sort of the question that we should ask. Baseball teams do this at the trade deadline as well. You'll sit there and go, I want this guy. Okay, who's sitting? So who is it that you want to take fewer snaps for the 49ers who right now is getting them?
Either Malik Collins or Jordan Elliott. Or
Malik Collins, good.
He's been fine.
Yeah.
I mean, they've both been fine. Neither one of them has been that impactful. So I would look for somebody to come in and push them and make one of them the depth piece instead of bringing somebody in to come in behind them.
Well,
and that's what this is.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a competition now to see who you know, if the cream rises to the top. You know, like I'll say this, and something I was kind of saving for a little bit after Steve Kerr, because the inspiration for it is Buddy Hield. But how many times in pro sports have we watched someone look like one player somewhere and then come somewhere else and look a lot better?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So, and I'm not saying, I don't know the damn thing about Khalil Davis. I have no idea what's going to happen here. But I'm certainly, whenever there's an acquisition, I'm going to jump in with an open mind to see how that player fits this system when also given a boost in opportunity. You know, like, that's the other thing. When you start, it's like a pinch hitter in baseball. Your average is going to be like 202. And you can't ask that guy to go hit 270 because he's hitting the ball, like he's out there twice a week getting in that bat. So I don't know how the Niners are going to use him, but if he gets more snaps, maybe there's more production that comes along with it too.
Yeah, could be. It's a little different with a defensive tackle where you do get, you know, rotational snaps and you get a chance to go out there and play at least some. And I don't know what percentage of the snaps he's actually played, but the Niners have not found any real mainstays in that spot. You mentioned Malik Collins, and he leads the team in snaps at that spot. And the rest of them, it's been piecemeal, Jordan Elliott. It was Hargrave while he was healthy. It's been a lot of, you know, givens and in and out, and they haven't had an answer.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com